Good morning and welcome to the Oat Health Heart Health Podcast. I'm your host, Joe, joined this morning by our resident recipe guru, Kathy, and she's also one of our nutritional experts around here, giving lots of good advice, and she's someone that's really passionate about healthy living and healthy eating. And so I think she'll be a great addition here this morning. And good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone.
So, we're here to bring you another podcast number 15. We're going to talk today about trans fats again, hopefully close the issue here on this issue. We really want you to be ahead of the curve on this one. This is not one we want you to continue to be the guinea pig on. We want you to really be able to get away from the trans fats, get them out of your diet. And so last week's challenge, we were talking about that, and we're going to go over that. And then this week, our new challenge, our new main topic, we're going to talk about whole grains. And we really want to cover this one again because of the fact that grains, we just eat a lot of grains. And in this country, we eat a lot of refined grains. And we're missing out on a lot, and we're really, in some ways, affecting our bodies negatively with those. So let's go ahead and get started today with the podcast. Okay, and welcome back. A reminder to get the notes or any support material for this podcast, go ahead and visit us at www.oathealth.com/blog/podcast. And to go over today's podcast, we have some information on last week's challenge about the trans fats. The challenge last week was to get rid of any trans fats in any foods that we buy with a label. And so, many of the foods we eat, like out or eat at a restaurant, we're not going to be able to find out right away. So that's a little harder to find. So later we're going to concentrate on those. What would be a good idea to start getting into checking with your local eatery, wherever you eat the most often, and just find out from them, do they use trans fats? Have they banned them so far? A lot of cities are getting into this, so might be something to get into. But this week really was about getting them out of foods where we know where they're at, where we can read the label. And so I thought I was mostly going to take this week off, which didn't really happen. But I did have another conversation with my wife. We've been in this game for about 5 years as far as getting rid of trans fats specifically and trying to get that out of the diet. And so, I looked through the pantry. It was pretty good that we didn't really have anything there, but I did have 4 incidents throughout the week. And so, one was in the break room, had those old-fashioned oatmeal cookies with the frosting. I love those. Saw it there and picked it up, actually took a bite, and then I said, wait a minute, I forgot about the challenge. And once again, it had a label, of course, so I flipped it around, took a look, and hydrogenated oils for sure were in there. I had a few more incidences where my wife usually doesn't buy this kind of stuff, but bought the packaged cookies that you just like mix water with and get them going.
Oh, sure.
Well, for my daughter's first day of preschool, she wanted my daughter to be able to participate. So she bought these and
Some quick and easy.
Yeah, quick and easy. And sure enough, trans fats.
Darn it.
Had a little Ben and Jerry's, which said, this one was really the most disappointing, I think. It says all natural on the package.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm assuming, natural would probably need no hydrogenated fats. I mean, that's really, to me, a synthetic process. And sure enough, partially hydrogenated oils. And that was like the last ingredient, but still, it doesn't need to be there.
No,
and
then, it is disappointing.
Yeah. And so I have to say, I did cheat on that one where I found out later, I'm like, oh no, but I did actually have it. So I have to confess there that one didn't go all the way and it wasn't great. But one time at the block party, I actually had an Eskimo pie. So that was a timeout. And part of, once again, I think what's important about that one really is trying to control what we can, when we can, knowing that we're going to be out,
Absolutely.
Knowing that we're going to be with friends. We don't want to have more stress on our bodies.
Exactly.
To worry about these things. But at the end of the day, it's really important to be aware of them and control them when we can. And so that's what I think this challenge was really about. Knowing we could look for them on the package, knowing we can go to the store and say, no, I can get a better alternative. And today you can. There's just no doubt about it. You can get a better alternative. And
Joe, I like what you said about a timeout because none of us are perfect.
Yeah.
And we're not going to be eating healthy the way we really want to all of the time.
Right.
I try to remember this rule that I learned a while back. It's called the 85-15 rule.
Okay.
And 85% of the time, if you eat healthy, your body over time is going to adhere to that and it's going to stay more healthy. And then 15% of the time, let yourself have some of the foods that you don't normally want to eat or eat regularly. And if you're eating healthy most of the time, then you're really going to be in a more healthy situation.
Yeah, and I think that living in America, too, it's just one of those things. I mean, as much as And as much as you can participate in a healthy lifestyle, it does make it difficult. You're surrounded by it all the time. And so, you know, as consumers, the more we make the positive choices, obviously, the more that the companies are going to respond to that and make foods that are going to be a little bit healthier.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, in that transition, it is difficult. So that's good. 85-15, that's pretty good.
And don't you think that more of the manufacturing food companies are actually making more healthy foods at the insistence of the public, of general awareness?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing that. And this is one of those issues. You know, when you see a city like New York step up and say, hey, no more trans fats in our restaurants, we really get a feeling that the momentum is shifting.
Yes.
And so this is really one of those issues, too, that we want people to be ahead of the curve. Don't, you know, now that it's at the middle place where everybody's kind of getting an idea of it. But we did cover one time, you know, in a previous podcast that there was some news coverage about trans fats. And then that week, you know, trans fats buying really went down. There was just a news blitz of trans fats, and all of a sudden all the buying went down. And then 1 week later, it was just a week later, pretty much trends were back to normal, and people were back to buying. That's so, I mean, it's one of those things, let's keep this one in front of our minds, because this is really one of those ingredients that I think if it was trying to, if a company tried to, let's say this ingredient was new, and a company was trying to introduce it, the FDA would say, no way, you can't put that on the market. This is increasing heart disease in ways that no other foods is. So let's just keep it off the market. But now we're left to be the beginning guinea pigs until they take it off and completely ban it. So, yeah, this is one of those ones, you know, be ahead of the curve on. You know, really make sure that you're looking out for it. It's on the label, partially hydrogenated or hydrogenated oils. Don't depend on that 0 grams trans fat.
That's
It really is going to be a little bit deceiving.
I don't think most people today either want to let other people, manufacturers or whatever, be the determining factor in their healthy lifestyle. Right. They want to have more control.
Right.
You know, we all do, and I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And starting with that awareness that you're talking about, awareness of what trans fats are in foods and what foods really can make a difference.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that brings us to this week's challenge. So what we're going to try to do this week, this is going to be pulling one up, once again, one of those big levers, which we consider the fact that we eat a lot of grains, and specifically we eat a lot of wheat flour and what we call white flour, I think, in sometimes, but interchangeably can be called wheat, white, enriched, bromated, chlorinated, you know, whatever the term is, bleached. You know, there's all different terms out there. They all pretty much mean the same thing. It means that I've taken wheat, which is a grain, and I've taken out some really vital parts of it, like the fiber, and taken out a lot of B vitamins and the wheat germ, and some of the parts that really give us a lot of health benefits. And so, you know, this week we're really going to focus on that, you know, switching your grains to whole grains. And so that means your breads, like your wheat breads and your white breads and all those things, to whole wheat. And don't just, once again, don't trust the front of the label. Those are marketing terms. Look right to the back. You're going to be looking for the word whole in front of any grain. So wheat, rye, you know, barley, whatever the grain is, oat. Look for that word whole. That would really tell you if that's going to be 100% whole. And then later down the list, they may have 100% whole as the first ingredient, but later on the list, they may have enriched flour as well. So be on the lookout for that. An easy change is breads. Another one is pastas. You know, another one is white rice to brown rice. Those are some of the main categories. So
I had just a couple thoughts about what you were saying about refined versus whole grains.
Yeah.
And it's true. Eating a whole grain, you're eating the germ, the bran, the endosperm, all of the total grain itself.
Right.
And anytime you have a refined flour or a refined grain, most of that fiber, most of that nutritional value has been taken out. And you know, I've noticed that a lot, you mentioned too that many of the breads especially are enriched or fortified. But you know what? That's good, except that I'm thinking I'd rather get it in the natural state with the natural whole grain rather than having it all stripped out and then put back.
Sometimes you're not sure if it's natural. Keeps you guessing then.
Yeah. And another thing I kind of watch for when I'm looking for whole grains is there's a seal of approval. It's a whole grain seal that you can actually look for.
Right.
And it'll tell you whether that product is a good source of whole grain or an excellent source.
Right.
And the difference is if it's a good source, it has a half a serving of whole grain.
Oh, there you go.
And if it's an excellent source, it has a whole serving.
Oh, There you go. That's excellent. So, yeah, we want to be on the lookout for that this week. This will be one of the things we're going to want to really be conscious of. This one, I think, will be a little more difficult. Obviously, it's in everything. Refined grains are in everything. Yes. Rich flours in everything. If you eat processed foods to any degree, you're going to find them. But what we're going to do this time, we're not going to have you go 7 days with no refined grains. We're going to have you go 3 days with no refined
there
grains.
You go.
So four days of whole grain, 4 days of no refined grains, and then we'll have 3 days off, or if you want to consider it, you have 3 days to prepare for those 4 days. And sometimes menu planning really can be a powerful tool to making sure that you're able to eat some good healthy foods. So we want to be able to leave you some room in there. We want to leave you some play. But this one still will be difficult. You know, it still will be some challenge to do it. And what's nice about the whole grain issue is the government's on board here. You know, they're really helping out with getting the word out about whole grains. You have a lot of organizations moving to whole grains, lots of cereal companies, lots of different grain companies saying, we're just going to go whole grain, 100%. And so that's really encouraging. It's really making it easier to find these things. But once again, it's a transition. We're in a transition point right now. This is another one you can be ahead of the curve on and make sure that you're kind of doing the most with what you have. So what are some ways we can find refined flours or whole grains besides, you know, kind of looking for the seal? You know, any grain product you have, and so some examples of those, pasta, bread, rice, bagels, muffins, pancakes, crackers, pita, tortillas, pretzels, cereals, breading, pizza crust, cookies, desserts, etc. You know, all those kind of things.
All those wonderful things we like to eat.
Yeah, but it's, you know, a lot of these we can find in whole grain sources.
Can.
So that's the nice thing is today, the fact that if you are looking just a little bit, they may look the same. They may even taste the same a lot of times, but they are available. So once again, we're looking to the ingredient label, looking for the word whole and looking for the grain to follow. And so in a lot of ways, you probably won't find a whole grain donut. You know, it's just some of the things. You know, you'll be for a few days, you're going to be without.
You can a whole grain bagel. That's
there you go.
Similar.
So, yeah, so finding the right mix of things that will get you through these 4 days. And, yeah, just like you were saying, you know, some of the things that I've looked up before and have seen, you know, 70% of the fiber is removed. 80 to 90% of some of the B vitamins are removed. You know, 70% of some of the minerals like magnesium and some of the other minerals are removed as well. And so from a standpoint of looking at how often we eat something like this.
Yes, exactly.
This food can be a major source of those B vitamins, which are great for energy. Magnesium, which is important for muscle relaxation, for the heart. You know, we talk about heart. Really important for how your body contracts and relaxes muscles. Magnesium plays a role in that. And then fiber as well. You know, we talk a lot about fiber around here, you know, especially soluble fiber from oats, just being beneficial for cholesterol and some of those issues. And so, you know, I once entitled this, I think, Who Stole My Nutrients? It's really about the fact that we can get these nutrients in, but you just got to really be aware.
So. I like some of the suggestions you had and some easy things like changing your white rice to brown rice.
Right.
So it's an easy thing to do because you can just go to the store and buy it.
Right.
And I like the idea of pasta, just picking up a box of whole grain pasta or a multigrain pasta instead of white pasta. So those are some easy ideas. One thing that I've done for years and years, I started when my children were young, and I started converting my much-loved recipes that I made for my family into more healthy whole grain recipes, especially with bakery items. You know, so I would just, for instance, I started with chocolate chip cookies. And I just took half of the white flour and then put in half whole wheat flour instead. And they're still great tasting and healthy. Healthier. So, you know, that's
you throw a little Nutrim in there too, and then
you bet. You know what? That was before the Nutrim days, but now that's exactly what I do. Throw a little Nutrim in it. But, so those are some nice ideas. Even, popcorn is considered a whole grain, you know, so instead of having chips, have popcorn.
Yeah, and I really love that whole wheat pastry flour. We really started using that around our house.
It's very good.
And I make pizza crust with it. You know, I think it's easier to work in some ways and actually
it's
ends
a great flour.
A little bit better, yeah. So The possibilities are there, and that's the whole thing, is that because of all the awareness of this issue, the possibilities are there. Mm-hmm. You know, they exist. And so it's just, once again, being aware and saying, okay, I have choice A or choice B. This one becomes far superior because of the whole grains. And so real easy thing to do. So,
you know, and again, Joe, we're not talking about 100% of the time.
Right. Yeah.
But just being aware and making good choices.
Right.
Most of the time.
Yeah. All right. So that's our podcast for today. Thank you, Kathy, for coming out. That was
great.
You're
welcome, Joe. And, thank you.
And so once again, if you need any notes or any of the material support materials discussed in today's show, go ahead and visit us at www.oathealth.com/blog/podcast. And we'll see you again on the Oat Health, Heart Health podcast.